Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, our preaching is by Sister Barbara Schwarz of the Amityville Dominicans. Sister Barbara is an artist and a member of the Dominican Institute for the Arts and lives in Amityville, New York. Her preaching is entitled, The Needed Truth.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit will guide you to all truth and will not speak on his own, but will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. And for this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. We listen to weather forecasts, projections for the economy, actuarial studies. Some go to fortune tellers, read horoscopes or Mayan calendars. We talk about the future to family members and friends to gauge their reactions to things. And it might be said we're often preoccupied about what the future will hold. To this Jesus says, I have more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit will guide you to all truth. Haven't we all had moments where we wanted to say something to a family member or a friend? And it just didn't seem like it was the time. And so we waited for another moment. Or have we wondered why something happened, only to find out months or even years later the cause, the situation? And really, do we want to know what the future holds? I remember when I was stricken with viral encephalitis and people didn't know what to say. They told me it was God's will or some other platitudes that were neither comforting nor gave me a sense of true companionship. I was laid up for about a year, having to learn how to walk and more. One day teaching, the next day unable to walk. It was one of the most difficult times of my life. But later I saw what I had learned from that time to be a great blessing. I certainly would not have believed that at the time and wouldn't recommend it as a way to find those things out. But all along I knew God was with me. What Jesus promises us through the Spirit is that Jesus will guide us and lead us to the truth and understandings we need if we face our present and deal with it in integrity. We are promised that we will be given what we need. Maybe not how we need it, but we will be getting what we need. Today, what is the truth of God in the present that we need to have the Spirit's help to help us unravel it? Is there someone else who can help us to see ourselves in a mirror and offer us support in our joys and pain? Today and all days, may the Spirit fill you with light.